I'd like you to begin by closing your eyes down, settling yourself into a nice, comfortable position. Allow yourself to begin to take in some deeper, slower, relaxing breaths. And as you do that, I want you to imagine that you're inviting calmness into yourself within every one of those breaths. And every single breath out, it releases any negative energy that's been stored within you. As you continue to listen to me, you can allow a comfortable feeling to begin to flow through your entire body, just relaxing that body, calming your mind. Your body can begin to feel a little heavier in its own time, as your mind becomes more and more comfortable, calm, and open to change. And as you drift a little deeper into this gentle hypnotic rest, I'm going to talk to you about something that can be one of the hardest jobs in the world, but also one of the most rewarding jobs. And that is parenting. And even as you allow yourself to relax deeper and deeper into this moment, you know that you know far more than you think you know. Because your amazing subconscious mind has been with you from the moment of your own conception. It's been protecting you and guiding you, helping you to learn and discover many essential life skills. And you are now in the position of helping your own child to learn, to use some of those skills, skills that you've found beneficial. And you know, and you truly believe that you are guided by your own internal instincts. Sometimes you had the benefit of influence from those who were older and wiser than you. Sometimes you listened. Sometimes you didn't. Sometimes you preferred to make your own decisions. Sometimes those decisions may have turned out to be expensive mistakes. But at least they were our own mistakes. At other times, we may have been fortunate and those decisions turn out in our favour. But of course, we never really know for sure what would have happened if we'd not made the decision that we did. Free will. Free will is a gift. A gift that most humans enjoy. But in the end, most of us learn from our mistakes. Being a parent, it's not an easy task. No amount of teaching can prepare us for such a momentous job. That's why this particular moment isn't going to help you to force any ideals onto your child, but instead, to help you to understand yourself, and hopefully, the differing needs of your child. As you already know, babies have three basic needs. These are love, security, and nourishment. If we're emotionally and financially secure, we can usually provide most of these needs without external help. Most of us want to be loved and to love. And our own sense of security is often dependent upon how important we feel to those who care for us. Children are no exception. Children need to feel worthwhile, to know that they are loved and wanted. They need to be listened to. They need to be accepted. But young children also need to know that there are boundaries from which they cannot or should not surpass. And this reinforces their own sense of security and stability. These boundaries are there to keep your child safe, to protect them, to teach them important interpersonal skills. But your child should be free to explore, free to expand upon their own inner world. I want you to reflect for just a moment or two. I want you to reflect about what being a perfect parent means to you. Perhaps it's someone who listens to their children without judging, without condemning. Someone who accepts their child for exactly who they are. Maybe it's someone who loves their child unconditionally. Someone who's always there for them, no matter what. But as they grow up and learn to think for themselves, children, being children, will learn from their own mistakes. It might seem more reasonable to offer your opinion, to discuss the pros and the cons, or the possible outcome of situations that may arise, and to resist the urge to force your own ideas and opinions upon the child. Remember how you felt when you were a child. Remember how it felt to be constantly told what to do, how to do it. Did you really like being told what to do? Or was it better to know the facts and the reasons and let your parents see that you were capable of making an informed decision for yourself? As you already know, children don't always realize the consequences of what might happen in a situation. So you're there to guide them. But I want you to remember that old adage. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. What is right for you? It's not necessarily right for your child. Children, they're the future. And as we've learnt from history, people evolve. People change. Technology evolves. And we can't and should not expect to suppress new ways of thinking or being. Our children are born into a different environment. And sometimes it's us, the parents, who need to adapt to become more flexible thinking. Of course you can adhere to your own morals and beliefs if you truly believe in them. But if there is an element of doubt, try to put yourself in that child's situation. Imagine yourself in your own child's situation, living in a different era, a totally different environment from which you were brought up in. And if you allow yourself to think a little deeper right now. You, as you are now, are not living in the era or the environment that you were brought up in. Things have changed. Look beyond those trees in the forest in which you stand. Look past them, further, as far as your eyes can see, way out to the horizon. I want you to listen to and to appreciate your child's needs. And when you've heard them, you can respond appropriately, intuitively, adaptively, listening as well to your own inner voice. Teach your child that sense of trust, that sense of value. Teach them a sense of worth. Guide your child in the best possible way that you know how. Because your child is an amazing, unique human being with a mind and a will all of their own. Sometimes children may appear to be over-spirited. This can often be mistaken for naughtiness. I want you to make a distinction. Make a distinction, a clear line in your mind that separates doing and being wrong. And if your child behaves in a naughty way, let's face it, they certainly won't be the first child or the last one. Ask yourself, is it really the case that your child is wrong? Or perhaps it's just what they're doing is wrong. If it's the latter, you can be gentle but firm while guiding your child. It is easy for you to be this way because you're a mature adult. You have wisdom. Wisdom beyond that which you had as a child yourself. You're now the adult. You have wisdom and the experience of life. And your child respects that stability, that firmness, the boundaries, knowing that you're going to be fair. But remember, children are intuitive too. Children know when they're being misled. They can sense when others are not being fair with them. And this deception leads to mistrust. So you can be honest with your child. As far as it's reasonably sensible and possible to do so. Think of yourself not just as a parent, but also a teacher. And you show the children you love so dearly how to distinguish right from wrong, but then allow them to make their decisions with guidance. You teach your child how to behave respectfully, how to be the best person they can be, and then let them take action. Let them practice what they've learned. They learn from any mistakes they make. We're all human beings. As everyone knows, humans are never infallible. We learn from our mistakes. Some of us learn faster than others. But no one, not even a parent, can live their child's life for them. It doesn't happen. Throughout life, your child brings joy. It brings happiness. But there may be times when they'll also hurt you more than anyone else in the world could ever do. There's a reason for this. As another old saying goes, we only hurt the ones we love the most. But as a warm and loving parent, you now know that you can only do your best. Trust your own instincts, your own intuition. Sometimes you may be wrong. At other times, you're possibly right. but you know that if you teach your child to respect other people's values, principles, ideas and opinions, while also being true to themselves, they will follow the path of their life. Your children will undoubtedly make mistakes. Most of these mistakes will simply be learning experiences. But they will learn from their mistakes. They will eventually continue on the path of life, becoming confident, successful human beings. As a parent, you endeavor to instill that confidence into your children. Whenever possible, you build up your child's confidence. You help them to feel safe, secure, worthwhile and important, because you already are the perfect parent to your child. So I want you to look deep into your own heart. Even deeper, I want you to define what a perfect parent is. Listen to that voice deep within your own mind, and then do what you instinctively know is right for them. Parenting has been going on for hundreds of thousands of years, and most children survive to eventually become parents themselves. Don't dwell on what's likely to happen. Do your best. In the now. Within the circumstances given to you. Remember, your child is an extension of you. If you put yourself down, if you're hard on yourself, you also put down that child, because they learn from what they see. So trust and believe in yourself. And knowing that you can be, or already are, a perfect parent, I want you to keep that thought in mind. Trust and believe in yourself. You're as good as anyone else can ever be. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, you can simply return back to fully awakened consciousness, bringing with you all that you've taken from these words and thoughts and ideas, now ready to implement changes into your life. Let's start with 1, coming back slowly, 2, feeling calm, 3, back to this present time and place, 4, mind and body returning, and 5, eyes open, wide awake, eyes open, wide awake, welcome back.